This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Perek Lamed Test, chapter 39 in Tehillim in Psalms. This is the second in a series of four Psalms that King David said while he was ill after being chastised for the sin of Bathsheba, the story of Bathsheba. And if there's one theme to this particular Psalm, it's silence. And David HaMelech, King David, talks about the virtues of silence. He says, Amarti eshmer adrachai mechato bilshonai. I'll watch my ways and I won't sin with my tongue. Even more, eshmer lefi machsom. I'm going to muzzle my tongue. Nelamti dumia hecheshesi mitov. Right? All different ways of discussing silence throughout. Discusses different ways of silence. He says that at times he faltered. He said, Cham libi bekiri. My heart was so hot and so enraged inside of me, Bagigar Tivar Esh, there's a fire inside of me, and then the Baruti Bilshoni, I spoke, and then we get into an interesting interchange between David HaMelech, King David, and Hashem, and God, where David HaMelech says, Hodieni Hashem Kitzi, tell me how long I'm going to live, and Hashem says, we never articulate to a person how long they're going to live. So again, it's silence, it's Hashem saying, we're silent on this topic, we don't tell people how long they're going to live, it's not a healthy thing to know, and David HaMelech is saying, you know, I really wouldn't have asked, but I just couldn't control myself anymore. But the main theme is this complete, Nalamti lo yeftach pi, I'll be quiet, and I will not open my mouth. Now, to be fair, there's a Gemara in Brachos, and in Brachos it says it's sometimes not good. He says, Nalamti dumia echeshesi mitov. Because you were so quiet, you lost out on some good stuff. And it's quotes King David is saying that, because if you're quiet, maybe you're not going to learn Torah. And Torah, there's a lot of good things that you could be saying. But in the reverse, we have really an astounding medrash. This is in the medrash Shocher Tov and Tehillim. It says, Mikanat Lamed, Shlo Nasa Nakosh Baruch Hu Torah Li Yisrael, that the reason why God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, so that we wouldn't be busy with Lashon Hara, with slander, and with nonsense. In other words, Hashem said, I'll give you Torah, I'll keep you busy, so that while you're learning Torah, you won't speak Lashon Hara, you won't say bad things. So it was worth giving us the Torah just to keep us occupied and not saying bad things. Obviously, there's a lot of intrinsic value to the Torah as well. The Mizmor ends off, and it says that, God, I'm going to be quiet, I'm working on this, but he says, Hashem, El Dimasi Al Techerash. Hashem, please don't be silent to my tears. And it's interesting to point out, he doesn't say, please don't be silent to my prayers. He doesn't say, answer my prayers. He says, answer my tears, because a lot of times tears are going to be more valuable than words. So even though we're talking about Psalms, which is all words, but he says Hashem's going to answer our tears, and this is the source for what we say, Shari Demos Lo Ninalu, the gates of the tears are never closed. God could close his gates, God forbid, to our prayers and to our words, but he will not close his gates to our tears. And he says, Shimos Filosi Hashem, Hashem, hear my prayer, Shavosi Hazino, listen to my cries, but El Dimosi Al Techerash, when you're going to respond, I know it's going to be to my tears. So again, that's the main theme of this Mizmor, the Psalm, King David saying that there's a virtue to silence, and saying that even if there's something to be lost with silence, there's also so much to be gained by silence, and saying that the whole idea of occupying ourselves with something good is worthwhile, even if it just leads to silence. I do want to point out one other important aspect of this Mizmor that's surprisingly contemporary, and that is where he says, Ach batzelem yishalich ish. A person should go with a form. Now, Rashi says it might refer to Tzalmoves, the shadow of death, but the simple understanding is that it's talking about the form, and Yerushalmi says that when you're learning, when you're studying somebody's words, you should imagine their form in front of you. He says, it's almost like a meditation. Kala omer shmua pi omer, whenever you're quoting somebody, yehi roa bala shmua, you should see that person, the originator of the thought, kilu hu ome kenegdo, as if they're standing in front of you. So when we're learning the words of King David, we should imagine King David in front of us. Uma taima, how do we know that? Quotes the verse right here, ach betzelem yishalech ish, that a person should go with the form. And that is so important nowadays, because we spend most of our lives engaged in disembodied words. How often do we talk to somebody or read somebody's texts or read somebody's emails, and we just don't see their form in front of us? And even if it's Zoom, you're not really seeing their form in front of you in 3D. You're seeing a certain part of their form. But if you, but part of understanding someone's words is when it comes in the context of the person. And maybe that's something that we could say, that even if we're obviously not going to swear off words because of this psalm, but we could say, let's look at the entirety. We can't take just words. Words have to be taken along with the entirety of the person. There's a Kabbalistic background to this, and it's quoted in the Chasam Sofer. He said, if you truly want to understand Torah, imagine the person standing in front of you, teaching it to you. When you learn a Rashi, when you learn a Rambam, imagine Rashi or the Rambam teaching it to you. And he quotes a Zohar. He says, my man is dakel b'mado olif mirabbi. If someone's looking at something he's learned from his teacher, v'chomile b'hu chochmasa yochol itoisofa b'hu rucha yasir. He says, and you can look at them and see them while you're doing it, so then you'll grasp the wisdom so much more. And he says that's what Yosef did. When Yosef remembered what his father had taught him, he actually saw an image of his father, and that's what led him to holiness. That's the Kabbalistic aspect, that when we have words, those words should be attached to a person and be attached to a persona and attached to the whole being. They shouldn't be just words. But then the Chazon Ish says, not Kabbalistically, he says just from a social perspective, he says, V'doros Kodmim, he says earlier, now the Chazon Ish passed away in 1952, but he says in earlier generations, nobody would argue with somebody else, even with a book, without first apologizing and saying, I'm sorry for arguing with you. He says, but nowadays, you don't find that anymore. And let's fast forward 70 years from when he was writing this. It's so easy to just respond to a text or respond to an email or even on the phone. You're not dealing with an actual person, or at least we think we're not. And it's so easy. And that's the danger of just words. So let's take this Mizmor, the Psalm of Tehillim. And the Tehillim says, you got to be so careful with words. Does that mean words altogether are bad? I'm not sure exactly what King Solomon meant. We know there's a lot of good words. There's a lot of words of Torah that can be said. But one thing that's clear, he says, Ach b'tzelem yishalach ish, it's very dangerous to take words that are disembodied and not attached to a person. Even when you're looking, even when you're reading a book, even when you're reading a text from somebody, try to imagine that person in front of you before you respond. Have a good day.